Government officials say damage to remote Alaska villages hammered by flooding last week is so extreme that many of the more than 2,000 people displaced won't be able to return to their homes for at least 18 months. In one of the hardest hit villages, Kipnuk, an initial assessment showed that 121 homes, or 90% of the total, have been destroyed, and in Quilingongkok, 36 homes floated away. Officials have been scrambling to airlift people from the inundated Alaska Native villages. More than 2,000 people across the region have taken shelter in schools in their villages, in larger communities in southwest Alaska, or have been evacuated by military planes to Anchorage, the state's largest city. The storm surge pummeled a sparsely populated region off the state's main road system, where communities are reachable only by air or water at this time of year.